Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio. Radio.
Radio.
Radio.
Radio.
Radio.
Radio.
Radio.
PD
Radio. Radio.
Radio. Radio.
So crazy right now. Most incredibly, she's a rider and I'm a roller. Put us together. How they gonna stop both of us? Yes.
Lock them in, man. Because quality music and quality radio and entertainment is rare. And if you get a hold of it, you know, hold on to it.
The wheel with trippy and hard, she rides.
That's right, PD Radio. You are live with us, Miss PD and Black here. Hello, hello, XOXO. Good evening, everyone, and good evening to you, Black, Mr. AKA Candy Makes You Dandy. What's up with that name tonight?
Hey, you know me. If anybody knows where Candy Makes You Dandy comes from, hit us up, call us up, 646-478-3599, and let me know if your movie skills is up to par. What's going on,
As I told the listeners last week, Black, you come up with these in-studio names that just be having me cracking up. So from now on, whatever name you post in the studio as your alias for the night, I'm putting you on blast.
That's right.
And tonight, it is Candy Makes You Dandy. I don't know where it come from. I'm not going to lie. That's a movie line. I don't even know it. So, but it's funny to me. So, like I said, good evening, everyone. We are live. We are live, PD Radio. Last week on the show, we had open panel discussions, and we had a great time on the air. The phone lines were open for anyone to call up and discuss whatever they like, and it was a very engaging night that we talked the entire 2 hours, Black, and we didn't play any of the music that we had lined up straight. It was crazy, and I enjoyed it very much. I love to interact with our loyal listeners. It's just a blast for me. So we had a great night interacting with you guys. So, you know, we look forward to doing that again. 2 hours straight talk. Who knew we could do it?
Hey, my man out there listening, man, we held it down last week. Two fellas of mine taking shots.
Shout out to James.
That's right, James. Good looking, brother.
Thank you for showing love to the show, James, and sticking with us the whole 2 hours. And, you know, for all of you who stay loyal and support us, we thank you for sticking with us and making PD Radio what it is. I want to shout out the head of Six Man Radio, Bassy. Congrats to him on filming his second movie, a mini movie called When a Man's Fed Up, which he stars in. And it will premiere this Friday, October 8th in Albany, New York, at the Book Club located at 153 South Pearl Street. So if you're in the area, if you're in Albany, New York, show up, support Bassy, support indie films, and support actors doing their thing. Congratulations.
That's right.
You see. Yes, yes, yes. And tonight, we shine our creative artist spotlight on one very lovely and inspiring woman, my first mess up for tonight, inspiring woman known as Madonna Marie, and she will join us in the second half of the show to talk about her new book, Until Tomorrow Comes, so please stay tuned for that. But in the meantime and in between time, we're going to vibe out as only we can with some talk, some music, and as always, lots of laughs, because y'all know Miss PD is going to blunder some words tonight. I already started out, so you already know, but this is part of my appeal. I think this is why you guys listen, to see how bad I'm going to mess up.
Oh,
so
man.
I pray I don't disappoint you. I really don't want to disappoint you. Feel free to call up and kick it with us. Yes, call up and kick it with us on the air briefly about whatever it is on your mind. But I do want to throw out a question for the first hour of the show. The question of the night is, government shutdown, does it affect you or anyone that you know? Let us know, 646-478-3599. And on that note, Black, I just gave a shout-out to our boss, Mr. Bassy, and I think he may be on the line, so let's take a break and bring him in real quick and see what's on his mind.
Let's see what's going on. PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, the government been shut down, B.
We know this.
Yo.
We know this.
Hold up. The government been.
What's going on?
That shit been done since WWII. You know what I mean?
He said WWII.
That's right.
You know what I'm screaming?
I get it. Down history.
What's good?
What's good with you, boss man? What's up? You got a movie coming out.
Yeah, man.
How exciting.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yo, real quick, yo, it's a short film. It's called When a Man's Fed Up. It's basically
if this is based off of Daddy's Little Girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's basically the base of it, you know, the idea, the inspiration. I play the lead character. Mm-hmm. His name is King. He's married to a woman named Jasmine. They have two kids. She's bugged out. He's a paralegal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She want him to make more money. But, yo, it's just crazy. It's off the hook. And I'm real happy to be a part of it. And I'm excited to see it. You know, this is my second joint. So, you know. Yeah, no.
Yeah. I'm excited for you. Like I said, this is your second movie. How does it feel? Right. You're, like, in high demand right now.
It feels good. It feels good because the best part about it is I submitted a record to the soundtrack, too. It's a song that's actually called When a Man Fed Up. And it's produced by great Clef Dollars, and this shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it's being able to incorporate the music too. You know,
right.
To me that's dope because the music is first and foremost. You know what I mean? Like, so all this acting shit. Oh, this is new shit. You know, I'm loving it. Like, there's some other shit. You feel me? Like, it's a whole nother monster. You know, the record and acting and cut and you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, it's definitely some other shit, man. You know, so I'm feeling that. And
it must be a great feeling.
Yeah, it is. It's dope. I love it. You know, and I'm loving the responses. And you know, I thank everybody for their support. Like, I laugh, I joke, I bug out. You know what I'm saying? But I really thank everybody for their support. You know, Take Back the Night. You know what I mean?
Don't even start.
Real quick, too, I got a new record that I put out quietly. It's called Caviar, and I want y'all to check that out. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check that out. Y'all got it? You got it?
I got it.
Yo, I'm saying, you got to throw that on for them at some point, you know what I mean, during the month. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Yo, this shit is so crazy, and it's dope because it really represents, you know, where I am. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a hot song.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And you got my buddy on there. He produced that joint.
Yeah.
Dr. No, right?
Very, very, very talented producer.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Very talented producer. And to be honest with you, it's crazy. We did Squirrels and Rats together before. And, you know, we had a conversation, you know, we had miscommunication. This is why we haven't worked more. We had miscommunication as to, you know, how each other works. We had the conversation.
Okay.
That next day we had a record, you know what I'm saying? So I got a couple more records from them that are written, that's ready to go. I just didn't have time to record them that day. I did 5 records in 2 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You already know how I feel about that track, Squirrels and Rats. You know, that's that Superman theme right there. That's great.
You never know, Doc, if you listening, yo, B, what's up? Let's do like a little EP, man.
Let's do an EP, B.
Like the people are asking for that. Like the people, I'm not gonna front, man. Like somebody else said to me, they was like, "Yo, you know, y'all two together."
Yeah, they got that chemistry.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you know, you never know. Let's knock something out real quick. He gonna be like, "Right, no doubt."
Just tell him Black Simpson. That's all you.
Right. Shout to, but Doc ain't really do the beat. His beard did the beat. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You're wrong for that, C.
But nah, you know, just, you know, in closing, you know, everything is everything, man. You know, we working on music, the Mims Project, you know, we working on that. I'm working on my solo shit. You know, we got the movie coming out. Me and XL the Kid got a project coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a couple things, you know. I'm still waiting. Yo, I'm going to tell y'all how real I am, too. Let me stand up.
What's up? Why are you standing up?
Nah, because I got to say this. I got to say this, B. And I'm going to tell you the biggest thing that's popping right now. I'm waiting on my GED results, man. I'm waiting on my results, man. Word up. And I know and I feel good,
oh.
man. I think I passed the GED, man. I think I passed it, man.
Oh, you letting the world know, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, that's real shit.
Yeah, that's what I represent. Like the GED.
Right.
Listen, I went for my GED a couple weeks ago. And everything else was mad easy. It was just the math. The math was a little baffling to me. Like it jumped off crazy. Like black question number one was crazy.
Right.
In the math section. You
yeah,
know what
start,
I'm saying?
It started coming at you with integers and stuff like that.
Fam,
you're like, what the hell?
Fam, fuck pi. I don't care about pi. I don't care what the variable is. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't sweet potato, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
<You're silly.
laughs> I hear that.
I'm proud of you. I am too, man. You got it. Yeah. I'm waiting on the results of that. And, pass or fail, I'm going to come back on PD Radio and let y'all know what it was. You know what I'm saying? So.
All right.
Yeah,
I love
and,
it.
Yo, I'm going to slide to the back. I'm going to listen and love y'all like I said, man.
And you know what I just did for you, see?
What that is?
I just loaded up caviar, so we're going to play that for the people right now, PD Ready.
Can I set it up before you go into it?
Set it up.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Bass Seed, man. Nicholas Cage, Larry J. Blige, Ben Beto, your mother's baby father, all them niggas, man. That's me, man. And, yo, this is my new joint, Caviar. It's crazy. It's off that new joint, Choreography, coming soon, man. Caviar. PD Radio is crazy. It's going down.
PD Radio, let's do it.
Do it.
The 22nd century, a reformed planet Earth.
Yeah.
A thousand new adventures.
One, two. Yeah.
PD Radio.
Yes.
Radio.
Yes.
Bang.
That was the hot new joint by Bessie Caviar, produced by Dr. No. That's hot. You better go see.
Yes, sir.
I'm just jamming all night so far in the studio.
I need
you
to
guys,
get a copy.
You just heard the hot.
I was going to say, well, I already have a copy, but I'm about to pull out that that Squirrels and Rats for y'all, too. Let y'all peep that.
Uh-oh,
that track is crazy.
Yes, yes, yes. We got to do it. So you you just heard the hot new track by Bad Seed, produced by Dr. No, called Caviar. If you like it, call us up at 646-478-3599. Give it a yay or nay. We don't want no nays, though, but I just want to put that out. No, just kidding.
This PD came out Sandman style. This ain't the Apollo.
This ain't. It could be. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
No.
We could.
But if you like the track, call
up.
She'll see some love. Let them know. So
yes.
That was a hot joint. Yeah. So you like how I just threw that in the mix, huh, Black, at the last second?
Well, you
I'm
know,
cool
PD
like
Radio's
that.
On demand, you know. That's how we get down. That's right.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Like we said, the question of the night we're throwing out is the government shutdown. Does it affect you or anyone that you love? Call us up and talk to us briefly at 646-478-3599. We want to hear from you guys. Honestly, I had asked you before, Black, like, I'm really not sure what it affects. I know the mail still runs. So.
Hey, you know, that's all a lot of people care about. As long as my bills can get paid, you know.
Yeah, but I thought it was sad when I saw in the news that, you know, people were showing up, government workers were showing up for work, and, you know, they got sent back home, and they don't get paid. And it's not their fault, so they should have. What?
How are they showing up for work when they shut it down last night? They should have known not to come
in. Some people didn't know. They didn't know. I mean, they shut it down late last night. People might have been sleeping, didn't know.
Hold on.
You know, so.
Okay, first of all, if my job is in jeopardy, right, I was shut down, I'm watching the news all night. I'm going, no, trust me.
You know, that's like when you're a little
showing
kid
up
in the snow and you get up early in the morning and see a school closed because you just need to know.
Exactly. Come on now.
You remember them
Sister
days?
Jackson's? Shoot.
Yeah,
talking
but
they
show people
up
going into work, and they were told to go back home. So, I mean, that's fucked up, pretty much.
Well,
I
think
I wanna know
right
what
now,
you guys think about. What do you think, Black?
Well,
mm-hmm.
I don't think anything of it, tell you the truth. right now, you know, it's really affecting, it's like a partial shutdown, so it's affecting, like zoos, anything that's government funded, you know, certain museums,
yeah,
things like that, parks,
right,
you know, stuff like that. So I hate to see anybody out of work that has a job, especially over some foolishness like this, where we can't come together and you know, get things right.
Right.
So.
Well, what do you
really
think about the?
Pretty much it.
What do you think about the Obamacare? Do you think that's going to hurt, or is it going to help?
Well, I mean, I think me and Miss Cleo was talking about Obamacare a little bit. And, I mean, it does, it helps and it hurts at the same time. I mean, it makes it, the premiums for companies as far as what they pay for individual workers goes up. So now they're not hiring as many people, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it does hurt. But at the same time, it does help, especially if you don't have a certain, you know, certain level of coverage. So I don't know. I mean, if Canada can get it right, how come we can't get it right? I mean, so what? They pay, you know, their taxes are high. But anybody can walk in and get the same type of care, you know what I mean? So,
I really don't know enough about it to really comment on it. So, you know, I don't really comment on something. I don't have too much information. I would have to thoroughly, like, read up on it and see what it's about before I can give my opinion on that. But I hear everybody else's opinions. You know, a lot of people are, like, up in arms about this. Obamacare is going to hurt us. But
right.
I don't know. At the same time, you don't want people to be without coverage. Like, you know, when the president was giving his speech today, he was talking about someone who was diagnosed with cancer and couldn't get treatment because they didn't have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so what do you do? It's like, you know, what is the answer to it? I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. I'm not really into politics and Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of money being taken out of, you know, the healthcare industry, out of their pockets, you know what I mean, because they're relying on, you know, coverages and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, healthcare is, it is the biggest driving force that we have, I think, right now in the United States as far as, you know, money is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how many people
right.
are on medication. You know what I'm saying? Like how
yeah.
many new cases
yeah.
you have of diabetics and stuff like that each year. You know, just think about all the medications that we have out there.
Right.
They're not trying to lose that money. It comes down to cash. You know what I mean? It's a
That's
shame.
That's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, you know, and I work in the medical office. You know, we have the pharmaceutical reps. We call them drug reps. You know, they come in and they push that stuff. They push
mm-hmm.
it. Like, they...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it's funny how they compete with each other, and it's so weird because, like, when they come to our – and it's funny how they have to do a respect thing when it comes to different reps. So if a rep comes into our office, right, if they walk in and they see another rep there, they have to turn around and walk out and stand outside until that rep is done and then come back into the office.
Wow, that's crazy. That's like –
That's crazy.
That's
they,
crazy.
They push the drugs. They really do, you know, and – That's what it comes down to, the cash. And that's why a lot of things I don't trust. I'm very funny about medications because I feel like they get you hooked on something. You know what I mean? And sometimes the medications hurt you worse than the actual ailment.
Exactly.
Because you go to take these medications, and the next thing you know, you're hearing your body is breaking down, you're shutting down, and have you tried this drug? You know, now there's a lawsuit for it because they found out it was causing other problems. Like, come on.
Let's
That's why I'm
this.
Very funny. Yes.
I got a question
yes.
for you.
Uh-oh,
if their sole
scared.
Purpose is to come in there, right, and say,
mm-hmm.
what's the sole purpose of a drug rep? They come in there and do what? Try to make you do what?
They sell their drugs. If it's drugs that we're already using, they come in,
right.
you know, they talk to the doctors. It's all political.
Mm-hmm.
They come in. Well, you know, how is that drug working out for you with your patients? Any complaints, yada, yada, yada. And then, you
mm-hmm.
know, they kiss up to... You know, they kiss up to us, you know, and they want to treat us to lunch, you know. It's
right.
all so political. It's all so political. And
so,
but their whole purpose is to come in to check up
right.
on the drugs that they've given, seeing if there's any problems, and then maybe to push a new drug that's coming out very, very soon. So
why do they call drug reps instead of drug pushers? So that, how come, I'm just bringing something to light.
Hey.
Now, just saying.
Actually. They're pharmaceutical reps, but we call them drug reps because it's drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. So
yeah,
you know.
Just on a different level. That's all it is.
Pretty much.
Let,
pretty much.
Don't let the system
yeah.
trick you.
Don't let them fool you.
Don't let them fool you.
Well, you know, I want to get away from all that political stuff. You know, I don't want to get too deep with that. I'm like, it's a Debbie Downer for me. I don't like it. I know it's
I
important. But I don't like it. PD Radio, we want to keep it fun. We want to keep the energy going. So I don't want to, you know, get too down with that. On that note, I have a song that I want to play, you know, for the listeners right now. This song was sent in by Smith and Money Kid to have played on the show. And because he supports PD Radio, so heavy. I mean, shows us mad love all the time. A heavy supporter of the show. I have to play this song. And I have to tell you, it's a hot song. I like it. So right now, Black, we want to get into a song. It's called Circles, and it's by Smith the Money Kid. So let's check that out right now, you guys. PD Radio.
PD Radio.
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 I wanna take time and around.
like popping a pill. Suicidal love, overdosing for real. You give me the chills, my heart beats the goosebumps. You hear my thoughts every time I talk. Yo, we hold hands every time I walk. Let's slow dance, baby, conversate in the park. We can play the bitch like Huck Finn, the diary, and Frank thinks about how lucky we is, cause we is.
I wanna take circles around you.
I'm searching my whiz, but my queen, she don't want no bling. She got her own ring made out of emerald ring. Her purse stone, cause she far from home. Faded black, that's the way she get back to my zone. I lose her, I lose half my soul. I trade all my gold and all my Hebrews. European diva, my overseas Benita Applebaum. I'm like Charcoal Quest, I feel blessed when she throw the Russian dresses on. She smells sweet when it's fashion week, just like Chanel. The pastel stilettos on her feet, got a deep on the shoe fetish. I buy a patchwork bag, gold bangles, diamond angels with my Gucci credit.
I wanna take circles around you.
Yes, 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 yes. That was a song by Smiz and Money Kid called Circles right here for you on PD Radio. If you guys like the song, call up and let us know at 646-478-3599. Get all the hot stuff here, Black.
Hey.
Get all
the y'all don't need mainstream radio. Come on. PD Radio.
You need PD Radio.
Hands down.
Need.
Come on now. Craziness. What
are you
talking about?
Yes. Speaking of PD Radio, we were in the house this past Saturday. Shout out to Monique, who celebrated her birthday at her Tope restaurant and lounge in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We had drinks. We had food. We had a great time. And I also want to shout out to Deborah, who made cheesecake cupcakes that were just absolutely delicious. She did her thing on that. So we had a great time. PD Radio, you never know where we're going to show up, baby. You never know. We might just crash your next party. Ha-ha.
That's right.
We know for crashing parties. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And on that note, we have a caller on the line. What's the time? So let's bring him in and see what's going on.
PD Radio. Radio.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you're calling from?
This is Cleo. I'm calling from Lake Worth, Florida.
We got Miss Cleo on the line. Hello. How are you?
How are you doing, babies? I'm doing fine. First, I'll tell Smith, I saw me like my truck, boy. It's nice.
Smith is getting smooth now.
Yeah. You got the smooth R&B thug going on.
Yes, so how are you all doing today, honey?
We are absolutely wonderful, even better now that we have Your Highness on the line.
That's right.
So how you doing?
Life is good. I'm tuned in to listen, of course, to you two, always. But because Miss LaDonna Marie is on the line, I'm looking forward to sitting back and just absorbing all of it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Now,
she's
going to
be with us.
Yeah. Look here, Debbie Downer. I know you don't like, but let me tell you something about the government. Look here.
Uh-huh.
You and I did not do our job they will give us one blood clot pink slip. I think we all need to send a piece of pink paper to the government and say, fire. Go.
Right.
I think so, too.
You know,
I agree. Let them know what it feels like, right?
Yeah, man, sure. And Big Farm, I agree with the young man who was on there earlier, because I want, like I said, I'm going to bring you down. But Big Pharmaceutical, they're even bigger, honey, than the NRA. You got no idea. You know what I'm saying? They depend on people being disconnected and plugged in all at the same time. But we all have senses, so we can rise above and we stay creative. And that's why you want to feeling good, Miss PD. You understand?
I know.
You are a smart woman. You can't let nobody take your joy. Tell them to go
I
on
hear
here.
You
tell them Cleo said so. Now.
I like that.
I hear you. And I soak it all in, and I thank you so very, very much.
The world is full
I
of
take everything you say to heart, so thank you. Thank you very much.
You are precious, sweetheart. You are both precious. I'm not going to take up any more of you all's time. I just wanted to give you some love and thank you always for supporting everybody that you all support. You all don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk. Smith and Money Kids, brethren, and congratulations to your brethren who is bluffing his GED, and I have enough respect for him. And good luck on his as well.
Thank you so much,
Ms. Cleo.
Thank you for taking the time to call in.
Oh, honey, no problem. You guys have a good show. I gotta go back to listening later.
All right. Thank you.
PD
all right, Glenn, on that
radio,
note,
radio,
I mean, it's a great night. We just, you know, Miss Cleo just called up and kicked it with us on the air. I mean, this is awesome. I love it. So what I want to do right now, Black, I want to go into some music, and we're going to set it up for our girl, Adonna Marie. She's going to be with us, you know, just very soon, in a few minutes. So you guys, you stay tuned, stay locked, because she's coming up soon. But right now, we're going to give you some music to keep the energy going. PD Radio, this is how we do it.
PD Radio. Radio.
Me inside out and round and round.
Yes, yes, ooh, you heard it. This is a PD Radio exclusive, and it's that time of the night where we shine our creative artist spotlight on those who have a true passion for whatever their creative gift may be. And tonight it shines so very brightly on author, poet, and inspirational speaker, the lovely Miss LaDonna Marie Cook, who is going to kick off her interview with a poetic piece for us. Oh, yes, LaDonna, yes. The mic is hot. LaDonna is ready for your performance. Let's go, honey.
Until tomorrow comes, I will never apologize for who I am. I will never apologize for the goodness in me. I refuse to any longer be broken down by others. I have God on my side. I believe in myself. I am not perfect, but I am a servant of the Most Highest God, fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, I fall short, but I get back up again. I am who I am. It is my nature to be kind. It is in my nature to love people. As God commanded, first thought that I have when I get around others is what can I do to help? Philippians 2:4. Until tomorrow comes.
Mm. Beautiful. Now that's how you kick off an interview. Let's give it up for Miss LaDonna Marie.
Hello,
that was beautiful.
Back.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. That was amazing. We're excited to have you on. I want the listeners to know, LaDonna, the reason I wanted you to start off with the poem is so the listeners can get a feel for you right off the top. And I have to tell you, you deliver. So thank you so much. We thank you. So on that note, we're going to go right into your interview. In 2011, you put out a book of poetry titled Expressions as a Mind, Body, and Soul. And you now have a new book out titled Until Tomorrow Comes, which you just read a piece from, which is amazing. Now,
and
both are poetry books. Yes. Until Tomorrow Comes, you got to love that title. Now, both of them are poetry books. Is there a difference in the subject matter from your previous book to the one you just released? And let us know, what are you touching on in your work through this book?
Okay. Well, the first book was released in 2010. I just want to...
Oh, 2010, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in both of the books, I love life experiences, mm-hmm. so both of them are kind of similar. In this book, but I focus more on growth and awareness. I focus more on starting you from one point and getting you to the next. In my first book, I wanted to show my talent. I wanted to, you know, test it out. I wanted to see how much I could talk about. I went into encouragement, love, relationships. I talked about sadness, joy. I wrote a poem about Barack Obama, his first inauguration, and then him being the black president, because that was some of the things that were going on at that time.
Mm-hmm.
When I decided to do this one, I never wanted to be a teacher, but it shows through my poetry. I just wanted to kind of touch and guide people in a way when they are ready to grow. If you're in that stage when you're ready to plant your feet on the ground and say, hey, I'm ready to make a difference. I'm ready to see things differently. I'm ready to try something new. So I wanted to kind of give them a little guide and just showing them through how I see the world through life experiences and also share some of my journey as well. So it's a little bit pushing them towards being more aware and trying to get them to grow and just look at their circumstances and see where they are in life and what are they ready to do, you know, with their own life. So
okay. It's
a little bit of a difference.
Okay, all right. That's very admirable. I like that. What I love about you, LaDonna, is your positive, very positive spirit, I may say, and just seeing your interactions online is all about being a positive mind and uplifting, something which is very rare today. How do you as a woman in this kind of very catty world keep your uplifting nature intact? How do you do that?
You know, I've been asked before, I don't like negativity and I don't like drama. I've always tried to stay away from it. And as I've gotten older, I just learned, you know, at the first sight of any of that, negativity, cattiness, backbiting, just anger, sometimes, you know, I will try my best to approach it in a nice way, but then I'll just, you know how in the Bible they say you deal with stuff with a long, well, they say you deal with it with a long-handled spoon. I will step away from it. I just will take myself away from it because in negativity you can't thrive. Negativity, you are just, it's just a rush of emotions. You're saying things before you think, or you're just out to hurt the other person. And in my life, I've always wanted to uplift people. I never wanted to see people, you know, be hurt because of some of the things that I, you know, I went through, you know, as a child. This is going to be exclusive for your show. But as a child, I dealt with the battle with suicide. And being a young child, I had, you know, I was very depressed on the inside. Like I say many times, I had a ray of sunshine, a smile, and I always gave back to others. But moving forward, as I grew into myself and finding out who I was, I said to myself, and I would look at me many times, and I said, I never want anybody to feel, you know, the hurt, the pain of just wanting to give up or just having to take in so much negativity till you let everything weigh you down and you let, you know, your mind, you know, go to, you just, you stay in that negative state of mind. You can't think of anything better. You can't try to see what is your tomorrow going to be like. You just, you just stuck in what's going on at the moment. So for me, you know, until tomorrow comes and just coming out of, just looking more at a things positively, you know, finding each day, each step, something's going to break, something's going to happen, something's better going to, you know, come about. So I just, I always just wanted to space myself away from negativity. As a child, I used to say that negative people or negative behaviors that they exemplify, it used to make my head hurt. So I just didn't have time, you know, to put up with, you know, people with those down spirits and, you know, just things like that if they were in attack mode, especially if they were in attack mode. But, you know, I would try to, like I said at first, I'm always trying to give a kind word. I'm always trying to help. But if the person was receiving, I would, you know, I would give it. Or if not, I do like I do now. I pray for you, you know. I pray that you you move to another step. But I just can't give you everything that I have and you're going to constantly come at me in a negative mindset. That's too much energy. And I want to be positive. I want to be a role model. I want to uplift. I want you to, you know, arise, to step into who you, who God said that you can be, not having you, you know, confused and, you know, in that whole negative mindset. So I just never appealed to negativity. I just never have.
You know, what's crazy is that I hear Miss, you know, Miss Cleo talk about the vibrations and stuff like that all the time, and the energy, and it's so true how negative energy just weighs you. Not only does it weigh the person down who's going through whatever problem that they're having, but anyone around them, it's almost like it's infectious. You know what I mean? Like that energy, it's crazy.
So once you subject yourself to being in that type of atmosphere, you're right, Black, it will catch you and you'll get caught in. So I try to try my best, TD, to stay away, you know?
Yeah, I can relate to everything you're saying, and you get it. Just hearing you explain everything, you get it. And unfortunately, LaDonna, a lot of people don't. A lot of people just, they just don't get it. And I see that you get it, and that's what makes your work even more special, because you're coming from a positive place. You're coming from a place where you used to feel down, you know, about yourself for whatever reason. You're coming from a place where you dealt with the negativity, but you made it a conscious, you know, effort to say, you know what? That's not me. That's not my spirit. I'm not going to move in this spirit. I'm going to move in the positive spirit. And it shows, as I said, just seeing you online interacting, I see it. I see it. You know, you're never a Debbie Downer. You always have positive. You're just like a ray of sunshine. And then listening to your interviews is like your voice. There's so much light in your voice. You ever listen to someone talk with Don? They just feel like their light is you know, just kind of drained. I don't hear that with you ever, like ever. Any of your interviews, it's just so full of light.
Don't get fooled now. I know LaDonna want to smack somebody with the good book sometime.
You know she could.
And see, and you know, like, Miss Cleo said that the other day. She's like, I know you can get stern. And see, that's just like mm-hmm. even in my work atmosphere. When it's time mm-hmm. for me to be, you know, because I am a supervisor, like I said, so many, I'm like the head in okay. so many different aspects
right.
of my life. So I have mm-hmm. to be stern when I need to be, even with my
right.
kids. You know, even if I'm standing up for something that I believe in, I believe, and I teach my children, you can say whatever you want to say as long as you are respectful with it and you watch your tone. I believe you can say whatever you want to say. And so that's how I am with people. You know, I feel like, you know, if people come at me a certain way and they want to, you know, bite your head off, I might, you know, take a moment. And I mean, you know how they say you professionally tell them how you feel?
Right.
That's what
right.
I mean, I'm stern about what I believe in. And I can
mm-hmm.
I can agree to disagree. But,
exactly.
yeah, LaDonna's not going to let you push her around. You can ask any of my childhood friends.
That's
not me.
I believe it.
But.
I believe it.
HR like
I
a mug.
But I love being nice, you know. So, but I'm aware
mm-hmm.
when those people try to come at you, you know, a certain way. So, yeah, I do set
mm-hmm.
up for myself black, and I tell it like it is.
I know
that's right. I can see the little feistiness in you, and it doesn't come out very often. But like you said, don't push it to that point, because then you
right.
know that's the LaDonna you don't want to see. Because don't get it twisted, because I'm all love and light. Don't think I won't check you. Okay.
Okay. That's right.
Oh yeah.
love it. Now,
yes.
LaDonna, poetry is kind of an expression of our lives and how we see things and how we're able to communicate what it is that we feel. Do you ever
right.
feel there are some things that are just so private, like you may not want to write about it, you may not want to share? Do you feel like there are some things off limits when it comes to writing and poetry?
In the beginning, I can say I did. Moving
mm-hmm.
forward, you know, when I started this book, I was at the
mm-hmm.
point where I was ready to move. And, you know, I have this, God is like my best friend. He's been my
mm-hmm.
best friend, you know, when I was 12. And, you know, that's when I, you know, alluded to the issues, some of the issues with like the suicide and stuff that I went through when I was younger. Because he
mm-hmm.
picked me up. And he let me know at that state of my life that I validate you. You know, no matter what nobody else says, my child,
mm-hmm.
I validate you. So for a long time, PD, I did go through with that. You know, everything that I had been through, I was like, you know, should I put it out? Should I say it? Should I tell it? And then I just asked him. I said, when it's time for me to do it, you let me know.
Mm-hmm.
So in the upcoming years, he has made it bolder. And I listen to a lot of positive words, just like Oprah saying, and some other people say, you know, share your story with people who are worthy. So I'm not just going to
mm-hmm.
share my story with anybody who's just going to be like, yeah, whatever. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
share my story
mm-hmm.
with somebody who's in that moment of their life saying, I hear you, you know. Oh, that
mm-hmm.
I want to know more of what you're talking about, because that means
mm-hmm.
it's valuable to them. Something in that story can resonate with whatever they're going on. They can read a poem and say, well, I don't know where she was going, but this is how I feel about this poem. And I
right.
love it, because I love when people read, you know, read my poetry, and I may be on a totally different level. But for them,
mm-hmm.
it hits home. It's an aha moment for them. So for me,
mm-hmm.
in the beginning, I did say, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to, you know, discuss this. But as God makes me bolder to say, you know,
mm-hmm.
he told me when I was younger, my poems and my hurt will heal others. Because I'm going
right.
to make
mm-hmm.
you strong enough to give it to them when you're ready. Because at first, I wasn't. But I thank God that he's moved me to this point where I can share stuff with others and I can say, you know, I hear you. I wanted to comment
mm-hmm.
when Valencia had wrote the poem the other day in the group, because I told her
mm-hmm.
that it was so deep and it was so inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a story, you know, of that sort as well. You know,
okay.
but
mm-hmm.
I wanted to start to give it out when it, you know, when it's time, not when, you know, it's just, you know, we're just going through the motions, but I want to give it out when it's time so people can hear, because I see, as a therapist, I see so many hurting kids. I even talk
mm-hmm.
to some of my friends or just other people who, you know, like
mm-hmm.
I said, I listen. So when they talk to me, I can feel your pain. I can hear your hurt. I can understand some of the things that you go through because God has given me this big compassion for people. I have a relatable spirit. So if he gives me the wisdom to give you on that subject, you know, then that's when I, you know, I give it PD because I feel it will be most useful. You know?
Right, right.
So I'll wait to give it out.
You actually kind of touched on, you know, the next question that I wanted to ask you, LaDonna, about. I mean, do you feel there's an obligation, if you have the creative gift of being a writer and a poet, do you feel that there's an obligation to kind of speak on truths that we go through? Not just so much that, like, yeah, maybe I'll do this, maybe I won't, but do you feel there's an obligation to speak on truths, like, in hopes of being able to reach those souls who might feel alone and think nobody understands what they go through, and then they can hear something that you wrote, you know, vocally or written, and it can change their life? What do you feel about that? Do you feel there's an obligation to do so, or do you feel like it's really up to the writer to pick and choose?
I feel it is an obligation. I feel like that, and that's the reason why this book is like my all in all. I love my first book. But this one, I read it every day. I was at work, you know, sneaking, reading on my lunch break and everything, because it's different moments of life experiences. You know, it's different things that will help you, will help other people who don't have that voice. One of my most, you know, one of the my mottos is, you know, we all have a voice to be heard. Because when I was younger, I had the same wisdom that I have now, but my wisdom was not received. It was not received. It was just like I was an outspoken child or, you know, whatever. But I had the same wisdom. I believe in the same thing I do now. And so now for me, it's so important for me to help that little child who feels like nobody sees me, nobody hears me, nobody understands me, you know, or I'm searching for love. And I'm just going to go out there and try to find whoever and not, you know, stay true to myself and wait on God. And I don't understand anything about God. So I go back to the mindset that, you know, I was in, and then I watch and interact with a lot of, you know, people. So I try to play off of things that are very important. One time this apostle told me, he said, you're an end time prophetess. He's like, you're end time. So things that I touch on, I want them to be relevant. I want them to touch people, and I want them to say, I feel so different after I read this. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, I went through that. I went through that. So, yes, I feel like, you know, as a poet, you put it out. In my first book, some of my poems, those poems were when I was feeling hurt and I was feeling sad. So some of those poems were true. And that's how when that person read it and they feel it, they be like, yes, I felt like that. I felt like I didn't have any hope. So I think that it is very, you know, prominent that we, as poets and as people who are putting out, we put out quality information. You know, I love reading other people's stuff. I love it. But God told me I was going to do something totally different with this book. But he said, no, I want it to be on growth and awareness. I want you to show people, you know, with your gifts, that you can move from one place to the next. You don't have to stay stuck, you know, where you are. You don't have to stay stuck in the mindset, you know, that you are. Because for me, as a child, I had to go through learning who my authentic self was. You know, I knew that this was LaDonna all along, but I had so many other voices, you know, telling me, no, that's not you. You're not good enough for this. Nobody's going to read that poetry. Nobody's this, that, and the other. But LaDonna said, somebody's going to read it because God told me, you know, keep going. So I just kept writing, you know, and I kept writing and writing and writing. And as I write more, I feel that I get better. So when people, you know, like when, you know, all our group and everybody else, when they read poetry and they're like, LaDonna, it's so amazing. I be writing that excitement with them, too. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so glad you like it because it pours out of my heart, you know. So when I'm in that moment and God gives me a poem, it just pours out of my heart, and I know that whoever's going to read it is going to learn something from or they're going to take something. So I think it is very important, very much important for us to give quality words, good things that they can understand, or even share your hurt, share your pain.
Right.
Because they want to feel
right.
like somebody else has been through that same exact moment, and I'm not the
right.
only one. So maybe if
right.
they
not
it,
alone.
They move,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
and I can move forward too. So, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what it's all about, LaDonna, and I feel the same way. I do feel that, you know, we do have an obligation to kind of speak on truth, because even though, you know, it may be hard to write or it may be hard to say, it's going to help someone. And like you said,
right.
we go through things, we go through hurt and pain for a reason, and God brings us out of it to be a testimony and to be a positive inspiration to somebody who is currently going through it. And then they can look at you and say, oh, you've been there? You felt like this?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're doing
right.
this, and you're in a whole new positive light. It gives them hope. So it is
right.
important that we share whatever it is that we're going through. I feel like it's God's way, and that's why we
yes.
go through things. We don't understand at the time why we go through it.
We
feel like things aren't fair, but it all makes sense as time goes on. But right now, LaDonna, I'd like, if you're ready and you're able, I would love for you, actually, to bless us with another piece. Are you ready to
yes.
do that?
Yes,
all right.
I am.
Now, is this piece
I'm
from
always
your new
ready.
Book?
I love it.
Is this from your
mm-hmm.
new book, Until Tomorrow
yes,
Comes?
All
right.
Yes, this is another piece, and this is out of the encouragement section in my book, because I wanted to give you
okay.
all something new.
All
the
right.
title of this poem is called In the Eye of the Storm, and it says, down in the pit of my gut, I have a feeling for a moment that says, you will never be okay. You will never heal. You will forever be broken. But as I go through my circumstances, and I call on my faith, my God shows me differently. He puts the right people in my place, in place. He shows me a faithful man is abounding many things. He says, put your trust in me, for I will never leave you. I go wherever you go. When I look at my problems, I look up for my God to show up and show out. I believe in his promises in the eye of the storm.
Oh, man, let's give it up to LaDonna. That was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Your words are very touching. Oh, my
oh,
goodness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel, and this poem right here got selected to be in, I put it on my page. I tried it for the Gospel According to Poetry. And I submitted this poem.
I like that.
And I got selected along with, out of 300 poets, I got selected to be in this upcoming anthology in January. And
really?
I did it with this poem, you know, In the Eye of the Storm. Because, you know,
beautiful.
As Christians, as spirituality, you know, we don't want to label it. But I feel like, you know, we are all going through things in our life that we have to learn how to overcome it and not let it get the best of us. But understand, like you said earlier, it's a transition. You know, it's a transition. And like you said, we don't understand. We don't understand why we go through what we go through while we're in it. But when we can
right.
reflect on it and we can say, hey, I've grown a little stronger. I'm a little bit, you know, better, have wisdom about this certain situation, and I'm not going to be a repeat offender, you know, with whatever it was, whether it's love, whether it's a life situation, whether it's, just you and your own self-esteem, you know, you
right.
having low self-esteem, moving to high self-esteem, you know, just how you feel about yourself. You, in the eye of the storm, you know, you have to see there's a better day coming, you know, there's a brighter day coming. So I love turning the situation around, because that's what I did for myself. Every day, I have affirmations. I would get in that mirror, and I would say, even when it was hard for me, you know, raising my two kids, and my baby was a baby, and I had a three-year-old, I used to get in the mirror. I didn't know where my strength would come from, but I would get in that mirror, and I would say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, because I knew that it was not by my strength, but it was by his strength. So he was going to help me make it. And every day for 2 years, because kid you not, I move around a lot. I was in school. I was 21. I had another one. I was doing an internship. And, you know, I was working. I didn't give up anything that I've ever done. I kept going. I worked all the way up to 40 weeks pregnant. And I drove myself to the hospital. My mama was on the side.
There you go.
I drove myself.
Wow.
But I knew I had to have that strength.
Wow.
And I knew I had that strength of just striving for a better tomorrow that is going to look better. And I'm going to, you know, something's going to happen. And I just have to have some type of joy. So.
Okay. Beautiful.
I like that.
But,
right.
Right now, LaDonna, I'm being mindful of the time right now. Can you tell us briefly about your professional life and what it is that you do? Let the listeners know.
Okay. Well, I'm a program coordinator at Goodwill of the Coastal Empire. And at Goodwill, what I do is I help persons with disabilities and get them back into competitive employment, and also persons with barriers. Anything that will stop you from, you know, getting back into employment. You know, I teach work skills, behaviors, make accommodations for them. You know, maybe they may need to learn something a different way. I will, you know, figure it out with all of my degrees, and I will find a way that they can it can work best for them. I'm also a therapist. I have a degree, 2 degrees in counseling, a professional counseling and counseling studies, and a master's in social work. So I am a therapist, and I work with kids. So that's I love working with kids. I'm a CBT therapist, and that's a cognitive behavior therapist. So I love to retrain minds because things that we learn are not always the way that they should be taught. So I love to restructure. I love to, you know, reteach. So being a cognitive behavior therapist, I go back in there and we relearn things that we've already learned. I'm an author. This is what I do. This is my third job, being an author. I moved more into motivational speaking because at first I did shy away from it. But then when I felt like what I wanted to say in the poems that I had, that they were important to be heard, I just decided to walk right on into motivational speaking because, like you said earlier, somebody needs to hear you know, what I have to say. So that's what I do. All right.
And it falls right in line with your beautiful spirit, the way your job allows you to help others. So
exactly.
That's commendable.
I was gonna say that. Yep.
Yes, my hat off to you on that. Now, I've been watching you online, LaDonna, and you are majorly doing your thing, and you have been everywhere. So tell us about some of the cities you've been to briefly and what it is that you're asked to do when you're going to these cities.
Okay, this year I've gone to California and New York, and in both of those states I was asked to do poetry and also motivational speak. When I went to California, they had this big event for the church and for kids. So I took, you know, out of my first book, I took them some of my poems. I gave them my poem Inner Beauty, just looking at yourself, learning who you are as a child, resonating with the power that you have in you. And I also gave them, you know, my spiritual growth, you know, where I kept myself rooted. Because even in my poem, even in that first book, I went to a lot of poems that are called, like, Acknowledging Him. So when I was there, it was still, I got to talk about God. I got to talk about poetry. So that was even better. When I went to New York, I had to do this lady. Her son had passed away, and it was like related to violence in their neighborhood. So I went to speak and give my poetry just about, you know, God and peace and, you know, saving the children, because we always want to save the children. So I had this, you know, my speech about saving the children, and I read to them a poem called Inspires Me to Be Better, because no matter where you are, you have to move forward. You're not going to stay in that same place that you are. I can't be that same 12-year-old kid I was when I first started writing in my room. So when I went there, it's a plus for me, PD, because I'm always asked to do something about God, which is my first love, and then poetry, the gift that he gave me as a young child. So anytime I go places now, I mean, even in Savannah, they came to my job to ask me about doing community service at my job. And then me, the talkative me, I talked about what I do, you know, me being a poet and an author. And she said, well, I want you to come talk for Essie Day in Savannah, mm-hmm. and this is a group of framing young women, teaching them how to, you know, have high self-esteem, motivate them, give them the tools they need to be leaders, and teach them different things about, you know, being who you are and not worrying about what other people say about you, but being strong in yourself. So that was a plus for me, you know, because I had some relatable things that I could go and talk to them about as being a young girl who was shy, who was shy on the inside because of who people told me that I couldn't be, but I always knew who I was. So I told them I had that internal struggle. So for me to go and pour into them at the age when I didn't have anybody to pour into me just was so wonderful, you know, just for me. And one of the young girls, she just talked about me like I was a celebrity. And I told her, thank you, girl, because I'm moving on up. But for me, everywhere that I go now, you know, I'm asked to feed back into the young girls. And I also talked in Savannah and in Mississippi. I wrote a poem for my friend, Devadier Malone. He has a group, he has a Growth Talk Radio, and Southwest Youth. I went to talk to them, and I wrote a poem about the new era. You know, just as them coming into life, and they are the new era of children that are going to move forward. You are the entrepreneurs. You are the business people. You are the lawyers. You are the doctors. You are, you know, whatever your heart desires. But at that same time, in my poem, I let them know you're going to go through some stuff. You have to understand that you will go through some stuff, but don't let it, you know, shy you away. Because I give my story every time. I started at 12, but I didn't publish until I was about 26, you know. So I was working. It took me 17 years to just keep going. But I had the dream that I was going to be an author. I was going to be a writer. I was going to be a great poet to help and, you know, let my words be out. So I love to and just the uplift. So that's what I do.
Okay. Well, I need to ask you a couple more questions. Again, LaDonna, we have to be mindful of the time because we have other things that we're going to get into. Can you tell me briefly about you're going to get into children books? Is that something you're going to be doing really soon?
Not really soon, but yes, I will get into it. I love my interaction with my kids. So I love, you know, talking to them because I talk to my children. I talk to them like many adults. I don't do the baby talk. I've never done the baby talk. So if you talk to my five-year-old, you'll probably think you're talking to me. So I want to be able to be on their level. I always like to meet them where they are and their level of understanding. So moving forward, I would like to, you know, start writing children's books just to help them understand some things that they go through and put it in a way that they will understand it, you know, like almost cartoonish. But I haven't gotten to that part yet, but that's my scope of things where I want to go with it.
Okay, all right. Mm. At this point, as we're winding down your interview, LaDonna, would you like to read for us one more piece from your book, Until Tomorrow Comes?
Yes, I will.
All right, let's do it.
Learn something new every day.
The title of this is She is Standing Here in the Mirror.
Mm.
Face to face with herself, no makeup to accentuate her face, no blush brushed across her cheeks, no vibrant colors outlining her eyes, no lip gloss as she puckers her lips. Here she stands, looking at herself, and she is bare, yet she sees beauty. Her outward appearance is what you see. Her inner feature is who you meet. Grace and love are at the very foundation of what she is built on. Her frame is small and frail, but her determination is courageous and enormous. The girl who was once afraid to be herself, now authentically she can't run from being. She has class and sass. She is an advocate. She's an advocate, fighter for the underdog, who many think don't stand a chance, but they shine victoriously because God says they can. If you know her, in her spirit, there's a light that guides her in unknown places. So she trusts in him, and she stands the test of time. knowing that this too shall pass. She can stand today and say she has washed away the doubt and fear. She could care less about the naysayers, for this is her dream. God gave it, and so shall she live it. Never saying she doesn't get down, for the Bible says that the devil plows near, so she stays equipped with the bread of life. Again, the Bible says, whom shall I fear? With God on her right side, her vision is crystal clear. So she says that she looks to the hills with joy and a humble heart, with wisdom and understanding of what is God's part. Even though she walks through the valley and shadows of death, one thing she can count on is what God says about her. He will never forsake her, for his love is real. She stands in the mirror.
I love that.
Wow.
I love it. I love
yes.
it.
Thank you.
Your poetry is just so beautiful and touching. I'm a big fan of your work, LaDonna, very
can
much
Can I make
so.
A comment if I might?
Yes, thank you.
I just want to make one quick comment. What I love about your writing is the clarity. And what I mean by the clarity is there's not clutter in your writing style. There's not, you know, it's not overran by words that don't have a purpose. Like everything that I've listened to, it's to the point. It's you know what I'm saying? It's perceived right there in front of the person, and they can understand it and take it. So I love that about your writing. You're not, you know, just throwing, you know, metaphors and things out there that have no purpose. It's all, it all has its own meaning, and it makes sense. So I love that.
Thank you.
Yes, very much so.
I appreciate
and the phone, it.
Yes.
And the phone lines are lit up for you, LaDonna. We have one caller who wanted to chime in, but I guess they changed their mind. The lines are lit up. They're listening to you. For certain, they are soaking it all in with Miss LaDonna Marie. Now, can you tell us what's coming up next for you? What kind of positive endeavors can we look forward to coming from you?
Well, what I went to try out this weekend. I didn't post it, but I went to try out for Actors Models Talent for Christ, and I did one of my poems as a monologue, and I also I sung a song. And you know the way I dressed every day, they said, "Oh, you could be a commercial model." So I'm tentatively looking into that. I'm doing some more research about that. But I did get a call back, so I went Saturday and they called me back on Sunday, and they told me that you know they would really like to work with me because I started singing at a young age. Singing came before poetry, but I let poetry go first. So I will probably be getting more into singing. I have like four more books that I have to type up and get together. So I'm working more on blogging and also getting other projects together, like anthologies, and submitting some of my work. Next year, my work will be featured in two magazines: the Gospel According to Poetry, and also the Sabella Poetry Magazine. It's a women empowerment and encouraging magazine for the whole year of 2014. I will be
awesome
in that magazine. So just looking for me putting the word out more about you know things that I do and possibly some singing.
Of course. Now our time is running down, so we are going to take a caller briefly, LaDonna.
Okay.
So I think somebody wants to chime in and talk with you, so we're going to bring them in.
PD Radio.
What's your name? You're on the line.
Yeah, this is Jamie. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
What's going on?
Hi, Jamie.
You have a question for LaDonna?
No, I just wanted to call in and tell her thank you.
I had to come
out the queue for a second because I had to get myself together because you really, you know, touched me for real.
Thank you.
So much, and it's like I've been praying and asking God, and it's like, He just used you to tell me what I needed to know.
Well, thank you, God.
How beautiful. Thank
I'm so
you,
glad.
Jesus.
Wow. Thank you.
See, LaDonna, you see how you touch people? Yes.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful. And we thank you, Jamie, for, you know, calling up and sharing that.
because you didn't have to do that. So it's always nice for a writer to hear that their words affected someone. So that's a beautiful thing right there.
Exactly.
So beautiful. And I really appreciate it. So thank you so much.
I appreciate you. Y'all have a good night.
Aww.
You too.
All right. Thank you. You too, love. All right. Oh, see, she's giving love and hugs over the air. You got to love it. I just love you. I'm a fan of yours, Adonna. Your spirit is so beautiful and warm. You're just a wonderful, wonderful woman. And we need more of you. And I thank God that he is shedding the light on you and giving you the way, you know, to help people. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for this opportunity. I'm just so, I'm just ecstatic.
You're welcome. And you guys, I want you to visit LaDonna's website, LaDonnaMarieBooks.com, to order your copy of Until Tomorrow Comes, and you can stay up to date with this fabulous woman. Right now, let's give it up for LaDonna Marie. Lovely, lovely.
Give it up.
Yes, let's give it up.
Thank you.
And whenever you have new works coming out, LaDonna, you let us know so we can plug you here on PD Radio, because this is your home and we support you 100%. All right?
Thank you all so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it, PD and Black.
We thank you. Aww. All right. We thank you.
You know I'm a big fan. That's right.
Yes.
All right. Well, y'all
well you have a good night. We'll be talking to you, LaDonna. Okay?
Okay. I will. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Woo.
All right, that was our special guest of the night, LaDonna Marie, and we are going to play a song in honor of her because she is that lady. So we're going to play Who's That Lady? Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to play Who's That Lady to LaDonna Marie.
Oh, shook it.
I would dance upon a string, and if she'd wanna bring, I would give her anything.
PD Radio. 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 Radio.
If I kiss, if I held you tight in the morning light, yeah. Would you mind if I said how I felt in the lead tonight?
Thank you. radio, radio, radio.
Mama, 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 my baby, my baby, my baby. What a lady, girl. You're so fine from everything that you wear. Your kind of beauty is rare, and I swear you get better looking with every year. I get your sexual peak, your full thick and physique. Young girl can't compete. I'm cooking something to eat, baby. And since we in the kitchen, girl, let me get that muffin. You look better the whole day again.
Radio.
Word on the street is you gave him his walking papers and, well, I want to be the man that my daddy raised me to be. My mama taught me to be. See, baby.
That's who loves you more. That's who loves you more.
Great interview. I mean, the love in the Twitterverse is crazy. I mean, it's crazy. You know, oh man.
Shout out to our guest, Miss LaDonna Marie, you know, for coming on and giving us such a, you know, inspiring interview. We thank you so much. We love you. Shout out to Miss Cleo for calling up, Lady J Flavors. And just shout out to all of you out there who hold us down every week. You listen to the show, you retweet the show, you post the show, and we thank you. We don't take any of it for granted. We do this for you, and we appreciate you guys. So thank you so much. PD Radio, we love you all. And LeVan, I'm shouting you out because I'm going to get you for sending me that text and making me cry during the show. I'm putting you on blast, LeVan. You know I love you to death. You are my heart. We enjoyed the night. Good night, everybody. PD Radio, we love you all.
That's for the fans right there. I want to give y'all a nice shout out. Miss PD.